I'm Jason Gay. Next week on Only a Game, Taco Fall. You love him. He's 7 feet. He's 5 inches. How he's trying to make a mark in the NBA while also trying to establish his dominance in another game, Marco Polo. But now, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Jason.
Charlie, this week, the NCAA, your favorite organization, it signaled, because it really didn't give a blueprint or a deadline, its willingness to finally allow college athletes to financially capitalize on name, image, and likeness. Now, this follows the whole state of California thing where they passed a bill sanctioning the same thing. Charlie, is this a case of the NCAA finally starting to get it when it comes to big-time college sports?
Well, listen, after watching the NCAA operate for nearly 40 years, they finally learned how to embrace the inevitable. That's a big step for them. That's a really big step for them. And I know there are a lot of people who have been beating their heads against the same wall I have for the last 40 years who are saying that this is smoke and mirrors and isn't really what it seems to be. First of all, every state in the union was going to pass one of these laws. Florida was already on deck. And, you know, certainly Pennsylvania would be there because God knows the people in Pennsylvania have no love for the NCAA. So the NCAA, you know, they decided to bow to the inevitable. And anybody who thinks this is just, you know, a smoke and mirrors illusion, wait a couple of years because now the dam's broken. Now the entire principle of amateurism is gone.
This has, like, really broad bipartisan support. You have Democratic, Republican lawmakers all putting these bills forward. Is this just a case of the money getting so big that you just couldn't put your head in the sand anymore?
Well, I think that's part of it. And I certainly sat in on the O'Bannon trial in Oakland for a few days and saw how the normal judicial system reacted to NCAA regulations, and it was not good, let me tell you. But I think if you're basically an American and somebody says to you, this kid has been offered $7,000 to let the local car dealership use his face because he's the biggest star in Starkville, Mississippi, 99.99% of Americans, given that set of facts, would say, of course he should.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't cling to illogic that long.
And to underline here, we are not talking about universities paying student athletes.
Oh, but we'll
play.
Get to
We're
that.
Talking about.
We'll get around.
We will
to that.
Get to that. So you think this is a stepping stone to eventually get there?
Oh, I don't know that it's a stepping stone. It's the giant crack in the dam. There's no stopping the remuneration of elite college athletes now. You cannot, you know, draw a line now and say you will go this far and no further. This is the beginning of the end of the old order.
Meanwhile, Charlie, the Golden State Warriors, people expected them to have a rough season, but it's just gotten much rougher this week because Steph Curry is now out with a broken hand. You got Kevin Durant is no longer with the team. Klay Thompson's out probably for the entire season. Now Curry, Charlie, is it time for the Warriors to think about tanking?
Well, they say no, and I think October or the beginning of November. It's not the time to start tanking. It's time to start thinking about tanking, maybe. But it's not time to start committing consumer fraud all over the country for the next 7 months. It is kind of tough, though. And boy, the air has gone out of this dynasty in a hurry.
Yeah. In another bit of NBA news, there was a rock'em sock'em old classic between big men Joel Embiid and Karl-Anthony Towns. You know, considering how cozy NBA stars are today, Charlie, did you like some of this throwback fighting happening on an NBA court?
I don't like fighting. I don't like basketball fights in particular because I'm old enough to remember Kermit Washington.
Oh,
and I'm old enough to remember Daryl Dawkins and my former college next-door neighbor, Maurice Lucas, squaring off in a face-off that luckily nobody threw a punch. But you're talking about very big guys with rubber-soled shoes on wooden floors. I mean, it's not like hockey where, you know, you struggle to get purchase with your feet. And it's not like baseball where nobody's really serious about it. And it's not like football where everybody's wearing body armor. This is someplace you can do some, as we know, you can do real damage. So I am not a big fan of, you know, flashback NBA as far as that's concerned.
And finally, Charlie, it's good to be the NHL Stanley Cup champions, but it's even better when Halloween rolls around. I'll let you take it from here.
Ryan O'Reilly, which, by the way, is a tremendous name, and David Perrin showed up at the St. Louis Blues Halloween thing that they do for charity, dressed as each other. And people say that you can't tell one hockey player from another.
Halloween, it's become this thing in the NHL and other leagues lately. There were a ton of other good ones, right?
Connor McDavid was a Grinch, and a very impressive-looking one, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
The Bruins all dressed up like toys.
Okay.
Jordan Eberle dressed up as the Tooth Fairy, and boy, is he going to hear about that for the rest of the year. And, of course, there's always the wonderful Gritty in Philadelphia, for whom every day is Halloween.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week here at Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Jason.